Waukesha wants to become the first city outside the Great Lakes Basin to get Great Lakes water under terms of a 2008 deal between Midwest states and Canadian provinces. At one point, the city thought there might be a DNR decision by this past spring, but the department had a staffing issue come up. Governor Scott Walker also says a state decision may not come before November because there's uncertainty as to whether all Great Lakes governors would eventually approve Waukesha's plan.
We're not the final say, so before or after, it really doesn't matter. It's got to be something that can be upheld by all the other players in the compact.
Walker says the state will take an excessive amount of time to do due diligence on the proposal. Waukesha Water Utility General Manager Dan Dukniak says he's okay with the state going slow. He says even if Wisconsin and other states would not give their okay until next year, Waukesha could still probably get a pipeline built by June 2018. That's when the city is supposed to meet a federal deadline for dealing with radium problems in local groundwater.
We would begin the process of getting the necessary people under contract so that when that final approval is received, we could hit the ground running. So we'd get the engineers and the consultants hired.
If Scott Walker is not reelected this fall, that could further change Wisconsin's timetable. But Dukniak says Waukesha would work with whomever is governor, noting that Democrat Jim Doyle helped forge the 2008 Great Lakes Agreement. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.